What's up? This is Raina Says, and I wanted to talk to you today about a situation, some issues I've been noticing. And I really hope that I can get some messages back about this one because, man, I'm confused. So lately, there has been some weird energy with my sisters, and I don't understand. I want to just kind of preface this with, when I see a black woman, I'm automatically in the make sure I treat this woman like a sister. Make sure I treat this woman like she's part of my family or we're on the same team. And what I mean is, even if we don't know each other, I'm watching out for you, sis. I might open the door for her if she got a whole bunch of shit in her hands. If some man's like walking too close to her, I might end up walking with her. If she's going through something, I'm going to try to figure out how I can go the next mile to help her. I work in banking. So if a woman's like, I got this dispute, I don't know what to do, especially if, you know, she reminds me of someone like myself, you know, outside of what I can do, maybe I'm talking to her about other ways she can do it. You know, just going the extra mile, you know what I'm saying? For my sisters, because we don't have it easy sometimes. But lately, I have been encountering very weird interactions with black women. I don't understand what it is. Let me give you an example. I was at work the other day, and this woman clearly had an attitude. Not with any of my employees who are not black. But as soon as I took over to help her, I could tell, like, her energy shifted immediately. And when I tell you I'm, like, top-tier professional customer service, 100%, that's my mentality for anybody, regardless of who you are, what your race is, what your gender is, doesn't matter, because I truly believe in customer experience. I truly believe in customer service. I do not like the stereotypical way that African people deliver customer experience. So I make sure, even outside of the fact that I would have done it no matter what, but I make sure that you will not have that type of experience with me. And this woman kind of just was coming off like she was frustrated. And I understand, like, maybe something else was happening. Maybe she was at her wit's end. I don't know. But I was making sure that I wouldn't be a part of the problem. So I was explaining to her, like, hey, you know, whatever is easiest for you, whatever we can do to make sure that this is a good experience for you, I will do that. So just let me know. And I was sitting at my desk attempting to make a phone call to help her. Mind you, I didn't have to do this. I could have said, you can go to this location and do that there, because it had nothing to do with where I was. It had nothing to do with my branch. It had nothing to do with my location. It wasn't even for one of my employees. She just randomly came into one of my locations. And she was like, yeah, whatever, I'll just stand here. I was like, well, what do you mean? You don't want to have a seat? And mind you, I was sitting down and she was standing, and she was like, nah, I'll just stand here. So for me, let me backtrack on this too. So I have a grandmother. She's 5 feet. She's a short woman. And when I was a very young girl, she taught me that never let someone stand over you. You never know what they're on and what their reason is to want to stand over you. And she comes from the projects. My grandmother lived in Algill Gardens. And that was, at that time, was definitely, you know, not the place to be necessarily. And my grandmother taught me at a young age a lot of different things, but especially never to let people stand over you. Because one, they have an advantage over you. It's way easier to randomly haul off, start fighting, and you the one sitting down, it's harder for you to get the advantage in this situation. And then second, outside of an actual physical fight, it's a mentality of intimidation. I'm gonna stand over you and you're gonna do what the fuck I say, right? And so I learned this at a very young age. So once I realized that this young lady was not going to sit down or at least back up, I stood up. And I was upset about having to stand up because, one, if you guys don't know, I'm 5'8", and I always wear heels, so I'm about 6 feet, maybe 5'11", with heels on, and I'm 190 pounds. I'm not no small little girl. So as soon as I stood up, I was standing over her. And I have a very masculine energy that, you know, I work on constantly. But I definitely use that. And my mom says I puff up. So like my chest gets big. I kind of just create this energy of, you know, back the fuck up. And as soon as I did that, she did. She backed up. She walked away and got out of my office area and said she'll just wait out there. And it is unfortunate that, you know, this person probably has an amazing business, amazing opportunity, amazing things she could be doing. And I would have loved to be a part of finding out like what I could do to help her, what I could do to help maximize on this new business venture. What can I do to help you get there? Like, what information can I give you? Maybe she can give me information. I don't know. But the reality is, because of that interaction, this is now an interaction that I have to look at her. And now, although she tried to intimidate me, I had to now stand up and intimidate her. Because, you know, as a woman, we're not going to let another woman bitch us, basically. We're not going to let nobody bitch us, but especially not someone that we know we could, like, if we were out in the streets, I could whoop your ass. You know what I mean? So I find it to be a disappointment that this is the interaction I had to have with this beautiful woman. And mind you, she was about 20 years my senior, but I didn't even know that because the girl looked so good. I thought she was like 10 years my senior, not 20. I go and look at her year of birth. I'm like, damn, like, you look good. And I could have told her that. I could have told her, like, wow, you look great. Like, look at you, girl. I thought she was this age, not that age. I can't even have that conversation with her because of the way she chose to engage me. And again, it could have had nothing to do with me. But like I said, I take a special care to make sure that when I'm around my sisters, I show them love, because we have had enough people coming down on us, disrespecting us, hurting us, not protecting us, for us to do it to each other. And it was very disappointing. Now, I've had conversations with other women who talk about, you know, they don't like the familiarity that some Black women can have with them, or just people in general. And I agree. I do not like when people think, because I'm here, now you no longer need to treat me with respect. Don't talk to me and say nigga and all that stuff in a professional setting. You don't know me. You don't know how I will take that. Be professional. And that's all. That's why I'm always a professional, regardless of what your race is. But I definitely am like, look here, I think the best way for us to do is this. Now, if you want some more advice, I'd be happy to tell you what you could do, regardless of if it's with our bank or not. And I talk to them about different ways for them just to expand and be better in life, period. And talk to them about, like, hey, I mean, this is my expertise. Let me pour into you. Let me tell you a little something. And always professional, but still, like, there is a sense of camaraderie there. It's very disappointing when a woman chooses, especially a woman that looks like me, chooses to have that type of engagement with me. And the reason why I decided to do the podcast episode on this is because I have been noticing this just a teensy weensy bit more than usual. Now, mind you, we're going through a pandemic. We're not able to travel. Some of us probably aren't able to see our family anymore. My grandfather was in a senior living home where they refused to let us see him for almost 4 months. We're stressed. I get that. But this is a stereotype that we've talked about before. This is a conversation that we've had before. We've talked about how Black women treat Black women crazy and disrespectful. We've talked about how Black women will forgive a lying, cheating, ignorant ass nigga over a woman that they've known. So this is not new. But for me, I definitely feel like I've been seeing it more often. And I'm asking my sisters to take care with how they engage other women, especially just people in general, but especially other women that look like you. You know what I mean? Like, and I'm not trying to have a victim mindset in the sense that it's like, oh, everything's always going bad for Black people and Black women. But the reality is, we are in a world where there is systemic racism. We are in a world where there is a racial divide. There is discrimination. There is disrespect to Black women and Black men. And it's up to us to have each other's backs. I think I've said this on the episodes on this podcast before, where I was at a Whole Foods and this white couple cut in front of a Black man. And I turned around and I said, excuse me, Did you, are y'all cutting him? Like, you know he's in line, right? I don't know this black man from nowhere. And they were like, oh, you're in line? He's like, yeah. And then they said, oh, okay. They didn't go behind him. They walked all the way away to a different line, right? And I told him, I said, I know I don't know you, but I also know as a black man, confronting a white couple might feel uncomfortable for you. So I got you. I got your back. And he was like, wow, thank you, sister. I really appreciate that because I was wondering why they just decided I just wasn't here and thought I was invisible. And that's an example of my own self of how I would be there for another person that looks like me or looks like my father, looks like my brother, looks like my aunt, my grandmother. I almost said my mother, but I don't. My mother's Puerto Rican. But anyway, she still looks black. But the point is, like anybody, we should be there for each other in some way as long as it makes sense, and especially if nothing's happening that goes completely against our morals and ethics, right? I don't believe in blind support, but I mean, if, for example, in my example, the man sitting there, just standing there waiting to check out at Whole Foods, and you just step in front of him like he's just not there. And in my example, I'm giving you the best service. I'm being polite. I'm calling you Miss. Let's just say her name is Jessica. Miss Jessica, I'm being polite. I'm smiling at you, even through my mask. You see my eyes are squinting. And she chose that route. And that is something that I don't think is beneficial to us, especially in this time where we really need to have a togetherness with each other. We need to be there for each other. And especially having that girl power, that woman power, and being there for our sisters is a big deal. So if you're listening to this, you probably are already this way. You're probably already a woman that believes in having that camaraderie. But if you are not one of those women, I would encourage you to think about how you engage your sisters, engage your the black men in your community, engage people in general, making sure you understand that even outside of the racial part, just in general, when you work with people, for example, one of my employees came to me frustrated, really frustrated about an interaction they had with a restaurant worker. They work for like a Jimmy John's, for example, and they were really rude to them. I'm like, it's just so funny that they could be getting rude customers every day too. So I would expect that they know how to act when going to someone else. But that's not always the case. So be more aware of how you engage people. And again, I'm disappointed that I had to kind of flex my muscles on this woman. Because, like I said, I'm not a little girl. I'm not small. I'm a big girl. And I have a very strong masculine energy. So even if I wasn't big, my energy is definitely big. So it was a shame that I had to use all those quote unquote powers to bring this woman back to reality, which was not necessary if she had just, handled this the right way. So those interactions have been happening more. And I'm just asking my sisters, let's remember who, if there is one, the enemy is, because it's definitely not other black women. So keep that in mind. I hope that resonates with someone and helps them to change the way they interact with other women in public. So that's it. That's the Raven says. As you know, I like to keep it short and sweet. I would love some engagement, some comments. You can go to my private page, which is Raina Says. You can go to my other public Instagram pages, Boricua Reina 7 or Vegan Reina. You can hit up our Facebook page, which is Reina Says, or you can even leave me a voice message on the Anchor app if you have it. And I'd love to hear if you've also been experienced something like that, or if you purposely make sure to give your sisters a better experience. You have no idea what people are going through. You have no idea. Like I said, this pandemic is hitting everybody hard, so I get it. And I have an understanding of that. But we have to be a little bit more caring and loving to towards each other. Because one thing I can tell you about black people is that we are strong as fuck and we will not let anybody walk over us if we can help it. So, when you have that mean and unnecessary energy, we're gonna come back at you the same way, right? Okay, guys. Thank you for listening to Raina Says. Continue to listen to Raina Says. I'll keep giving you guys episodes with my thoughts. But otherwise, you guys enjoy this beautiful weekend, and I'll talk to you soon. Bye.